The question agents are often asked, especially agent economists, is what causes appreciation? People just think it's natural inflation. Going up will cause their property to go up in value. If you live in an area where 9 out of 10 listings sell, 8 out of 10 listings sell, generally it's the scarcity of listings which is pushing the value up, even for houses with not much capital improvements. When you start hitting 60% of listings sell and 50 and 40, what's happening is there's a scarcity of buyers. 90% scarcity of sellers, 50% fail or succeed. It's a scarcity of buyers. Too much new construction in the area, chasing too few buyers. Too many sellers chasing too few buyers. Even for people who pump their house full of money, if you do that, but there's still a scarcity of buyers, you're going to get a very low rate of return on all that capital improvement. It's very important to understand it's not a seasonal blip. If you're selling and you're thinking about during the winter selling a property and thinking it's the wrong time of year, the right time of year is when there's greater demand of buyers than there are sellers. In your velocity report, this is just a portion of it, can reveal when there's a high demand for buyers. As we summarize this, if you're in an area where there's 60, 50, 40, 30% success rate, it's unfortunate. There's a pretty good chance that depreciation stopped at your doorstep and in your house is going down in value as you're listening to this audio. Now, you may disagree that it didn't happen to you, and possibly you're one of the lucky ones that your house appreciated in a depreciating marketplace because you bought it below market or something like that. The thing is, houses didn't depreciate this season. It would have been something that happened last year. For several years back, your property has been depreciating. You just didn't see it because you weren't in the marketplace. It's happened over the years. If you're looking at 10 for sale, only one under contract, and a 60% failure rate or something like that, it's cumulative. It was probably bad last year, even though your friends or neighbors might have said it's a hot market because they sold in 2 days. But if you're experiencing something bad right now, half the listing selling, half failing, what you're probably looking at is something that occurred that last year and the prior year and the prior year, there's been successive years of bad news that have led up to today's market. It's rarely a blip that has occurred if you're looking at a high failure rate. In any case, my hope is that you're in the 90% success rate and you have had great appreciation year after year. Keep looking for your velocity reports each month and they will give you insight as to what's happening with the value of your asset. Or just ask for a full velocity report and review that with, if you will, your agent economist who can really speak into that, not just on the sell of your asset, but where you're moving your money to. Thanks for listening.